For the last 20 years, the vendor spaces at Sitka's downtown tourist hub, Harrigan Centennial Hall, have been available to local tour operators and businesses on a first-come, first-serve basis, with a flat rate for permits. But not anymore. When the Sitka Assembly met on December 13th, it approved a new policy. Now, those businesses will have to secure their spots through a sealed bidding process, with a minimum bid of $2,500 for vendors and $5,000 for outfitters. And commercial vehicles will be required to pay for an annual permit in order to pick up and drop off passengers at the building. With the number of cruise passengers growing, City Administrator John Leach said it was important for the city to account for the added cost to maintain the building, which in its current setup is operating in the red. But some tour operators who run their businesses at the city building pushed back. Andy Nye owns one of the tour companies that would be impacted. He worried that the new process would make the vendors competitive and favor outside competition. Right now, he says the businesses work together well and called them the friends out front.
You pit us against each other with this closed bid. Now we're all trying to outbid each other. There's only going to be 10 spots out there. Last year, there were 13 or 14 people. So you're automatically going to cut three people out. I don't think we're quite ready for this. I don't think this is ready. So what I'm asking you is please don't vote this tonight. We're not in a rush. But Sitka's a special place. And I think this is the first step in turning it into those other places. Don't ruin the friends out front, because we like each other. We like working together.
Several other operators voiced opposition to the sealed bid process. Some said they should change the permit time from 1 year to 3 years with a lower flat fee. And some said they should open up 20 spaces, not 10. Tony Rosas, who manages the building, said they decided to open up 10 spaces next year after observing pedestrian traffic snarls last summer, with a record number of tourists and vendors sharing space in front of the building at the bus pickup location.
What was happening late morning and early afternoon was, at that point, they were starting to line up to get back to the ships. And because of this, the big numbers of people that we had, that whole east side of the building was just jam-packed with people.
And City Administrator Leach challenged the idea that larger out-of-town businesses would swoop in and outbid local vendors.
I know some of the argument has been brought up that the larger out-of-town businesses may come in and outbid, but under the what's the current price for a space out front right now?
Currently it's $400.
$400 for the year. So is there anything preventing one of those larger businesses right now from coming in first day of opening and paying the $400 and taking that space?
No, not at all.
Assemblymember Chris Yestad said he was conflicted over the ordinance.
Not only am I a business supporter, but I understand at the seat I need to look out for the best interests of the city and all citizens. And covering our expenses at this facility and giving maximum value to the citizen is very important. So I'm conflicted. All in all, I'm very conflicted.
Yestad and other assembly members were open to the concerns voiced by business owners and said they would consider making changes to it. And member Tor Christensen said he'd consider making the lease multi-year or changing the bidding process from sealed to open, and said he may even bring ordinances to amend the legislation in the coming weeks. Assemblymember Tim Pike said he'd vote yes to start the process, but hoped to see some changes by summer.
I think I expect this not to be the final answer, but I think that it's important for us to put out it for sure the framework so that people understand where we're headed and we can adapt it so that it fits the needs of our community.
Ultimately, the Assembly passed the ordinance as written on a 5-1 reading with Assemblymember Yestad opposed. If assembly members do bring amendments to the table, however, it's unlikely they'll impact the permit process for next summer's cruise season. City Administrator Leach said that staff were planning to move quickly once the ordinance passed, and he wasn't optimistic that any big changes to the new code, which would require at least two readings at the assembly table, would be finalized in time to go into effect this summer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.